Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, star beings. Today, I'm going to be talking with the star beings and asking them about the subject of responsibility. I was raised, as I think many people probably were, to think that responsibility was, well, a high virtue, a strong value, something that we should all aspire to be and something we were obligated to be. That to be responsible, we had to be responsible. We were responsible for being responsible because that's what we were supposed to be. And so when I feel that I am responsible for something, as I am for this podcast and the products and services that I'm developing now to support my listeners and others in their ability to connect with their inner selves and expand the flow of life force into their lives, sometimes that feels like a very big burden, actually. The responsibility becomes a burden, and I do that mentally. I know that's my own thing. And that's what I want to ask the star beings about, because I think that probably a lot of people feel burdened by their responsibilities, and they don't know how to, on the one hand, be responsible, and on the other hand, live with joy and ease and grace. That's what I'm going to be asking them about. But before we get into that topic, I just want to mention that part of my process of deciding what kinds of classes and group events and recordings, online courses might help people, I want to hear from the people who are listening. So I'm offering for a limited time a free 20-minute consultation with me. You can access it. You can send me an email, and I will get back to you and we can set up an appointment just by going to susanrinsberger.com. That's S-U-S-A-N. Rinsberger is R-E-N-S-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. Or you can go to voicesfromthestars.com and click on the button to schedule a consultation, a free consultation. And all I'm asking of you is that you answer a few questions to help me know how I can best help you. So now we're going to go into this subject of responsibility. And I'm just going to ask the star beings right now to tune my field to theirs and to tune the energy fields of all listeners throughout time and space, wherever you are, whenever you're hearing this, to be able to receive into your own energy field and body the high frequency energy that is healing and clarifying and brings you information and blessings. This is an important topic, say the star beings. We've been eager to speak to you about it because you use this subject to create so much drag in your field, so many blockages, so much disturbance that is unnecessary, makes you unhappy, and simply gets in the way of everything that you are working to create. Okay, great, that's wonderful. Well, what can you tell me that will change that? What do I need to know about what is responsibility, really? Alleen goed, ik had He said, look, we are gathered here together, a group of us, to help you. Because we choose to do that. Not because someone is obligating us to do it, nor because we feel that you are our responsibility. We know that you are a powerful and sovereign being, that all people, all humans, all beings are sovereign and powerful. There's no distinction between those in a body and those who aren't. You only think there is when your attention is fully on your physical and you're not connected to your awareness of the higher dimensions or other dimensions. So you're saying that some part of us is always aware of who we are, but we're not, when we just are looking at our lives as physical, we're not connected to that awareness? Exactly so. That is the truth. Well, then what do we do about it? Okay, so they're telling me what to ask, which is, what is the difference between responsibility and obligation? Are they different? How are they related? Are they thoughts and beliefs? Or are they an energetic frequency? Well, each thought and belief has an energetic frequency. But we believe you're talking about feelings, such as love and joy, freedom, or sadness, grief, pain. Responsibility and obligation. Responsibility is a thought, and obligation is a feeling that accompanies that thought. Oh, that makes sense. If we think that we're responsible to do something, we feel obligation. And what is... Okay, please continue and explain more. Does responsibility really exist in the universe? Or is it something we've made up? Now you're getting to the gist of it, the core of it, we should say. Now you're getting to the core. Okay, so does the universe, does the source, do other higher dimensional beings feel responsible? Feel responsibility? Or is it strictly a human thing? You feel responsible because you want to be the best person you can. You believe that you're responsible to be the best person you can. You feel obligated, therefore, to do the things that you have decided will make you that person. Let's take something simple, like taking care of my dogs. Sometimes, I mean, that is a responsibility. And sometimes it's not convenient, or it feels like a lot to carry. If I have to travel, or if they're sick, for instance. And yet if I didn't take care of them, I mean, I can't imagine it. I took them on as my responsibility when I moved them into my house. It's the same when you have children. So how do you agree to care for someone or something and not be responsible? I don't understand. How does one exist without that belief that you are responsible? Or is their belief a true belief? There's responsibility that exists beyond time and space, which is formed on an energetic connection, born of an energetic connection, that you have with those beings within your experience, your life experience, who share the physical existence. sometimes you extend that to beings that you don't know, human beings, animal beings, to the planet itself, to all life that shares this physical experience. That energetic connection creates the desire to protect and care for. The human mind, in trying to do that, creates the idea of responsibility. The human mind tries to figure out what it can do and when it needs to do those things. The human mind is the list maker, the guardian. So you're saying that it's because of an energetic connection, in this case love, for my dogs, for our children, for our friends and family, for even people we don't know, every life form. It's an energetic connection of love that makes us want to assist and care for and protect, especially those whose physical lives are more vulnerable than ours. That is correct. You feel more responsibility. You take more responsibility. You take on more responsibility for those you feel need to be protected and taken care of, because physically, mentally, they're not capable of doing it for themselves or some aspect of their own caretaking. You keep saying you feel responsible, or it comes through me as saying, I feel responsible. And yet you said responsibility is a concept, a thought, and the real feeling is, the feeling that generates it is the desire to express the love within your true self to all around you. The desire to create, to express your true self in your creation as well. And out of that desire comes an idea, many ideas, of what could be done to further that expression, to create that expression in physical form. And those ideas mount up, and your mind turns them into responsibilities, because your mind doesn't really quite trust that you will do what is necessary when it's necessary. And it doesn't feel, it doesn't believe, we should say, your mind doesn't believe that it's enough just to do what's necessary when it's necessary. Your mind doesn't trust. And so it becomes the taskmaster, and it generates the feeling of obligation that you were talking about. Okay, I think I got that. So when our mind is trying to figure out what we need to do to express our creative joy, our love, who we really are in our being self, it comes up with ideas of what we need to do. What about what other people tell us? Most of us were raised to think that we were responsible. We had to take responsibility for certain things, you know, cleaning the house, keeping ourselves clean, whatever it was, there were certain basic things that one was responsible to do. Those were the ideas of your parents. And many of those are good ideas. It's not that you shouldn't do those things. But turning all of them into a long list of responsibilities can feel so heavy. You could feel all of your life, all of your time experience on Earth just doing those things, because your mind can always come up with more. There is an endless availability of tasks and responsibilities if that's what you choose. And many, many, many too many of you do it unconsciously because you don't know that there's another option. Okay, so I do that sometimes, and then I end up feeling angry and sad because I think I'm not enough, because why can't I do all this, because other people do all these things apparently, and I wonder why it isn't enough just to be me. So what's the thing to do about it? What's the alternative way of being? How do I take care of the things that are truly important without feeling obligated, burdened, overwhelmed? First of all, let's just do a little attunement to lift off those heavy, low-frequency feelings of obligation and burden and being overwhelmed. We invite you all just to close your eyes and put your heart, your attention on your heart. Put your attention on your heart. Close your eyes, put your attention on your heart. Feel it. See a white light there. This is your connection to your true self that Susan was talking about. We want you all to feel it, to know it's there. If you have to start by imagining it, that's okay. Imagination is a mental tool used to connect into your perceptions of your right brain, which leads to your higher self or your true self. Feel free to use it. We're dissolving now the feeling of being burdened, overwhelmed, obligated to do, to work, to make huge efforts, to struggle, to strive, all those things. Invite you to just put those feelings into the light. You can picture the white light pouring into your field and just put those feelings out there into that light in your field and let them be washed away, dissolved away. We're bringing in a big ray of freedom, freedom frequency. Freedom to be your true self. That's what you're really seeking. That's why you can feel angry and sad when you feel overwhelmed or burdened, because you feel that it's preventing you. All the doing, all those things, all the thoughts that you're trying to comply with, all the orders you're giving yourself are preventing you from making this connection and being free to be your true self. Bringing in the freedom light right now. We're happy to do this. We're joyful at doing this. We are doing this because it expresses the true source within our true selves. You see the difference? Can you feel that difference? The difference between something you do out of a sense of obligation and responsibility and something you do for the joy it brings you. I can see that, feel that, understand that. Sometimes there are frequencies that function as toxins in your field, they're telling me. And just as toxins that you might encounter in your physical world have antidotes, so do those frequencies, those toxic frequencies. And if you find those frequencies, that there are the antidotes, if you can understand what would be the opposite high feeling, you can replace one frequency with the other just by asking, just by calling in the frequency of what you want, of joy, of purity, of grace, of ease, of love, of light, of freedom. You can find it for yourself. You don't need anyone to do this for you. sometimes it helps to have help, and we're happy to help, but we also want you to know that you're not dependent on us or Susan or any other human energy worker. There are many, 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 many beings here to help you, but you are the one who does your work. Our help just makes it go a little easier and helps you find your way a little faster, perhaps. That's our intention. Thank you. Okay, so I want to ask, I have two questions and I don't know what to ask first. Let me just ask for a second the name that I should give to this group of star beings, if it's important to call you something, or if it's just handy, convenient to call you something. What name would you give yourselves, those of you who have come to talk about this, about responsibility and freedom? We are the beings of power instilled. We're here to instill in you the sense of power, to help you feel your own innate power, to feel powerful. Here's my second question. How do I do the many things, or how do I think about the many things that I know are practical tools I need to create or tasks I need to do that will advance my life in some way, my work, my business? Just, you know, I can't escape bookkeeping, for instance, taxes, marketing, promotions, things that go into making a living and to living on in the material world, grocery shopping. You know, I mean, there are things that we all need to do to maintain our physical lives. And sometimes those things just seem like so many. I feel like I can't advance and expand my expression or the way that I live because I just have too many things to do every day just to maintain who I already am and the life I already have. And that's when that feels like overwhelming and physical life can feel like a burden. What should I do about that? How do I transmute that? How do I get those things done without feeling that they're a long list of responsibilities that actually are more than I have time to do? Or that if I do them all, I neither can get them all done nor have time to just be in joy. Now you're getting to the very crux of the matter. This is really what torments you. Your desire to be in the flow, in connection, in freedom, in grace, in joy, and your belief that you are responsible to get all those other things done and that life will never change and grow and expand unless you do. Yes, there you go. What is the answer? Your left brain mind, your human mind, your intellect is very powerful, very strong, and very stubborn. It does not want to allow you to do the things that bring you joy if it cannot see the benefit in immediate physical result. That's true. I can see that. It's exactly true. Of course it's true. We're telling you it's true. We wouldn't tell you something that is not true. We would not say anything that we did not know to be true from our perspective, though it might not coincide with your perspective of truth from your human experience. There are many, many, many people in the world who simply don't believe anything except that human intellectual mind. And if they can't see the direct benefit of sitting and being in joy and feeling joy and oneness, then they don't believe it gets them anywhere. They have goals, and in order to meet them, they have lists. they have beliefs about what has to be done in order to get there, but there is a way to get there that has nothing to do with those lists. The true energetic essence of how you reach those goals has nothing to do with a series of steps you have to take. There are things, there will be things along the way that need to be done in order for something else to happen. However, they're not those long lists made by your mind. You can leapfrog over whole stages of development in an instant. You just don't know how. And the more that you stay in that little mind and allow it to dictate your life, to tell you what you have to do every minute, and to make sure that you don't feel good enough until you've completed the whole list, the harder it will be for you to reach your goal. Because that is not the quick and easy, not the grace-filled way, not the way that allows for miracles and magic. What looks like miracles and magic from your level is simply the way the universe is set up to work. Because you always attract to you whatever your dominant energy frequency is. So when you attune to joy, and when you're envisioning a goal that gives you joy, then your joy will bring that goal into your life more easily, more rapidly, by ways you couldn't have imagined, than by trying to get there, figuring it all out with your mind, your human mind, making lists of what you have to do and obligating you to fulfill them or else. Okay, do what you can do each day with joy. Do what you can do while accepting and loving yourself and others. The task itself doesn't have to be inherently joyful or interesting. What's important is how you feel while you're doing it, how you feel about yourself. You can feel joyful even while doing something that isn't your favorite thing to do, even while doing something you find boring, maybe. Seek that inner space of peace, freedom, grace, and joy. Seek it every day. Give yourself some time in that space. That's why people are told to meditate. That's what you're seeking, just that inner space of connection, grace, joy, freedom. True expression, true connection with your true self, true expression of your true self. And by your true self, we mean your eternal self. The self that contains that spark of the source that is the life in everything and every being and everything in existence, all of life. And while you're in that space, you can picture yourself already being at the end of this journey. Not the end of the journey of life, as you call it, but already at your goal, already having created the thing you want to create. Already being there. It's done. It's already yours. And that just makes the joy greater, and the joy brings you to that place in your life. Okay, so this is all wonderful and it sounds great, but it does sound a little like magical thinking, people would say, you know, like, okay, there's all these responsibilities and things to do. There are all these steps to getting where I want to go, but I can just ignore those steps and magically think myself there? No, that's not what we're saying. Not at all. We're saying, do the steps, but they're not what actually gets you there. They're the things that make a difference in your outer world. Sometimes they're the things that open new doors, that make the next step possible. But what really gets you there with joy is your connection to your inner self and your connection to joy within you, the joy of being you. The joy of being is greater than the joy of doing. Is that true for everyone, or is that just true for me? Because I know I'm much happier being than doing, but not everybody's that way. There's joy in doing sometimes, isn't there? Sometimes the doing is the very thing that expresses who you are, but very often the being is what you most need to express and what you least take time to express. For the great majority of people, they neglect their beingness. They neglect the time that they need to be. That doesn't show up on most people's list of responsibilities. So let's just say that responsibilities aren't what they seem. You're not judged by whether you get your responsibilities done or not. You're judging yourself. No one's judging you. You're not judged at all by anyone else. If you feel judged, guess who's doing the judging? Your mind is the only one doing the judging. Your human mind, because it's learned that its value lies in what it accomplishes, what it does, that it's responsible. It believes itself responsible for getting to those goals, and it tries to figure out the steps, and it tries to tell you everything you need to do. And then you get new ideas of how you could do this, and then you could do that. And those are all wonderful inspirations, but they don't all have to be done, and they don't all have to be done at once. Do what you can, what you want to do, what you feel like doing. Do what's right in front of you. And if it isn't exactly your favorite thing, if you know that it's now is the moment to do it, just do it. And give yourself time to be. Okay, so they're reminding me of the expression, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. Which is really, you know, like, that's sort of always been my response to feeling overwhelmed, is like, I try to push through it. And then, of course, it's always disastrous. I feel depressed and angry and sad and like a failure. Because really, whoever gets everything done, right? And they're saying, okay, tell me, what is the truth then? When the going gets tough, it's time to take a rest. It's time to take a break. It's time to give yourself space and time for you, for the inner you, for the true you, for that inner connection. Expand that connection, feel it flowing through you, and it will carry you through your responsibilities. You see, that's the difficulty. Oh, I see what they're showing us. I see what they're saying. The going gets tough, not because we need to put more effort into something, but because we're putting so much effort into it, we're cutting off our interconnection to flow. That's what you're saying, isn't it? That's right. The going gets tough when you've disconnected from your inner flow, because your inner flow is what carries you forward in life. It's like riding the river. And if you're not feeling the river, you're not feeling the flow, you're feeling that you're struggling, it's time to stop. It's time to stop struggling and reconnect to the flow. Open to your inner self and be for a while. Take a break, take a rest. Take a being break and be. Because when you renew your connection, when you open your connection, when you attune your energy field to the energy of frequencies of your higher self or eternal self, your divine self, whatever you want to call it, your soul, your oversoul, there's so many terms for different aspects of who you are, and to the source of all, the light of the one, the light of the all, that's when life flows through you and carries you. The only problem you have is that people have been teaching you things that aren't true. They've been teaching you truths from a lower third dimensional perspective. And now you are in a higher dimensional perspective. You are already in higher frequencies of energy. And you have them available. All you need to do is tap into them and allow them to flow through you. And when things are not flowing, when you're feeling burdened, obligated, overwhelmed, frustrated, when you're feeling like you're not enough, it's not because you're not enough. It's because the flow is not enough. You need more flow from within. And there are many, many ways to cultivate that flow and open the door. Open the floodgates and let it flow. So that's our advice for you today. That's our teaching about responsibility, obligation, freedom, grace, and truth. Well, that was pretty good. Thank you very much, star beings. Now, what did you call yourself? Beings of power instilled. Oh, I see, because when we open to the flow, when we connect to our inner selves and allow the energy of the eternal aspect of ourselves, our being selves, to flow through us, through our mind, body, heart, and soul, that empowers us. That is our power. If we're feeling powerless, it's because we've cut ourselves off from our power by staying too much in our mental human mind. And we need to stop it. Take a break. Connect to the other side. Connect to the being brain, the being mind, universal mind, our universal selves. If you would like to learn more about how to do that for yourself, I just want to remind you that I'm offering, for a limited time, free consultations, 20-minute consultations, to talk to you about where you are, what you need, what the process is, to opening to the flow, to clearing emotional blocks, healing whatever needs to be healed. It's a process of growth and cultivation, allowing more and more energy to come through, and it's facilitated by the ability to bring through energy frequencies of much higher dimensions. And that's why sometimes it's helpful to have someone helping you who's been doing it longer. That's why meditating in a group or taking a group program or class with somebody who's been working on their own energy field for a long time can be helpful, because they help attune our own fields. I can help attune your field. The energy that flows through me from the star beings, from all higher dimensional beings of love and light, from the source itself, they're all helpful. All those frequencies are helpful in opening you to your flow. And I can help you learn how to do this for yourself, because that's my goal. I can't help everybody on the planet, but I can help people learn to do this for themselves. So if you'd like that free consultation, just go to SusanRinsberger.com. I'll put the link in the show notes, or voicesfromthestars.com, and click the free consultation button. Fill in your information, answer a few questions, and I will get back to you. I'll send you an email and we'll set up our time. So on behalf of the star beings and me, Susan Rensberger, sending you love and light and blessings. Infinite, infinite blessings. From the beautiful Uco Valley of Mendoza, Argentina, where I'm sitting out here in front of the mountains with my dogs, who I hope you couldn't hear panting in the background. It's a hot day down here. It's summer in February. That's the Southern Hemisphere's summer. It's been a joy to be with you. It's been a joy to be with the star beings. Take care until next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. To hear more from the star beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.